1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. I hope your day is off to an awesome start. I got to say, yesterday was pretty moving day for me, and I got to thank all of you for making it as special as it was, because it was a lot of work to organize a fundraiser so quickly, and I was really inspired by the community all working together to try to get down to the affected areas where the tornado hit and get funds and supplies together. And I wanted to do at least what I could along with you guys to try to make this happen. And there were a lot of things yesterday that were like super humbling. In particular, one gentleman who called in who lost his sister to the storms over the weekend and called to dedicate a song in her memory, which was, that's about as real as it gets for me, man. it was such a fast moving day, but as soon as he called, that just kind of changed, really put everything into perspective and what we were doing. And it really did make a difference. And the original goal was to raise $10,000, and we quickly surpassed that. And I said, I wasn't going to leave the studio until we hit 10 grand. We finally hit that. And just as we hit that, I was just saying, I went on air with the guy who helped us get over 10,000. I said, well, I'm going to stay until we hit 15. Well, that was quickly made irrelevant, because within a moment's time, we hit 15, because we had two gentlemen come into the station and make donations. And they wanted to just talk in person and just let everybody know that they're incredibly appreciative of everyone coming together to raise money for the victims of the tornado. They made donations up to $4,300 between the two of them. And that sent us over 15. So we are looking really good right now as far as a fundraiser. And that's why I said, we're just going to keep this rolling. We're going to keep it open. We're not going to shut it down anytime soon. If you guys would love to continue to share this, I would greatly appreciate it, because again, we are currently on the GoFundMe before the other donations hit. You know, we're over 17,000. So I've raised the goal to 20,000. So we've got less than 3,000 to go. And I've got the links up here on our Facebook and up here on the 1077 RKR app. We still have that RKR fundraiser button. Definitely continue to share it. We're going to try to get up to 20,000 so that we can give each county $10,000. I think this is something that we can accomplish today, guys. And I want to thank all of you for supporting yesterday, sharing, watching the lives. It really did make a big difference. And although it was a super long day, over 150 people donated. And now we've got over $17,000 for the community. And that's one day. We did that in one day. So seriously, give yourself some props and let's continue and try to bring it up to 20,000 by the end of 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Keanu Reeves is going to be coming back to Michigan up here on the 1077 RKR app. Take a look at his band Dogstar. They were last here a couple of years ago for the tour to support their new album. Well, they've got a brand new album that they're going to be supporting this year. And they're going to be bringing their band to New Buffalo, Southwest Michigan, and to Detroit as well. So we got the info on the 1077 RKR app on how you can score tickets to that show and what dates they're going to be playing over there. I've never seen Dogstar before. I've listened to their music on YouTube. I think I saw a couple of videos of them. Not bad. And people kind of have mixed reviews of the meet and greet situation. That's kind of up there on the article too, but regardless, it'd be a really cool way if like you're really into Keanu Reeves. I mean, he's basically going to be standing right in front of you jamming bass. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1947, guitarist Tom Scholz is the founder, main songwriter, primary guitarist, keyboardist, and the only remaining original member of the rock band Boston. He's appeared on every Boston release. So to celebrate his birthday, let's spin their self-titled debut album today, which is a staple in everyone's record collection and should be in yours. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I want to remind you, we are still doing this fundraiser to help people here in Southwest Michigan. We are just over $17,000 raised. We're trying to make it to $20,000. So get on over there, the fundraiser button on the Rocker app, to donate. And I'm very excited because I was driving along Westridge and I finally saw that something is happening with the Jay Gumbo's building. It's been like years since that sat vacant. And I was like, man, why isn't anything going in that old building? The 107.7 RKR app has an update on when we can see these two restaurants opening, because it's going to be two in one in that one building. They're going to be splitting it up. It's been a long time since Jay Gumbo's closed there. And I do miss that place, but Savvy Sliders and Happy's Pizza are going to be joining forces and basically occupying that business. So the 107.7 RKR app, take a look at when we're hoping to see these businesses open. Hopefully they can have some success there. It's just interesting that there's two of them going into one tiny building. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. You know, we were talking about how we're still doing this fundraiser, trying to make it to 20,000, and we'll give you an update next hour to see where we are at. But it is important to know what to do with yard debris after the tornadoes hit. Branch counties, Three Rivers, Union City, they've all put out the word on what to do up here on the 107.7 RKR app. All the cities have basically given people the heads up. And I want to remind you, too, I got a message last night that said somebody was going to go down there on their TikTok and film the devastation and try to raise money. And although it's coming from a good place, you just want to make sure that you're staying safe and you're staying away, because there's still a lot of search and rescue action going down there. So I know there's a lot of influencers who are trying to go down there and get footage and everything. Just keep in mind that, you know, there are real efforts happening down here, and they have made it very clear that they need all the space that they can work with. So just be careful if you are going down there. They really just need help doing the search and rescue cleanup efforts. But up here on the 107.7 RKR app, the city has released information for residents on what they're expected to do with debris, because everything is in such chaos right now. Make sure you're following FEMA guidelines, but they're all up here on the 107.7 RKR app if you're in the need to know on what to do, because I know it can seem a little overwhelming when everything is as much of a mess as it is down there. But the cities have come together and put the word out on how to handle it going forward, as well as, you know, them also putting in a bunch of work on top of it. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Joined once again by my good buddy DJ in the studio. Good morning, brother.
What up? How are you?
Doing fantastic. You know, yesterday and today, big day is here, obvious for obvious reasons. But we're going to have a little fun here, and we're going to give back to our listeners right now with our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. We got to do a little bit of a recap for last week. Taking a look, the Wings got taken down by the Knights, and we both picked the Wings. However, I picked 4-3 in overtime, and that was the difference maker this week.
Yeah, it was.
Because we both picked the Pistons, and they got trounced by the Spurs, and then U of M obviously took down to win that game. So we both got points there. So we're all tied up now, 4-4, as we move into our new week and our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Here we go. Starting off game one, we got conference play in the NHL. And this is big. This is big. Red Wings playing the Lightning tonight. This is a big game for Detroit. You know, they've had some scary injuries. Gibby kind of going out of the game, and then he's getting hit again. And They're just trying to keep him healthy. I don't think there's anything major going on, but the Red Wings have made some big acquisitions near the trade deadline, DJ, and I feel like this is going to be one of those games where you can give it to either team. You can give it to Lightning because they're the better team by quite a few points, but I think the Red Wings are playing with a lot of grit right now, and I want to take them, but I'm going to be safe. I'm going to say it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'll pick Red Wings on this one, 5-4 in overtime. Who you got?
Wow, that's a bold pick, in my opinion. Like you said, it's hard to trust this team without Gibby. Gibby plays
right.
Fantastic, but when Talbot's in net, it's a little bit of a different team.
Yeah.
And I understand completely. Lacrosse is very similar to that. With a different goalie, you play a different way, and it all factors in. And then looking back at the history of this series this year, the Red Wings won the first game 2-1 in overtime back in October, but then back on Black Friday, 6-3 loss to the Lightning.
Yeah.
And I think that shows just how powerful that Lightning offense is. I think it'll be a little bit different this time around. I'm going to go Lightning 4-2.
All right. Give me your game for the week. We're going to move over to college hockey.
Yeah, we're bumping over into the Big Ten. The quarterfinals start for their conference tournament to see, you know, who's going to be moving on to the NCAA tournament, what seeding's going to be like. The number one Michigan Wolverines are hosting none other than those dreaded Fighting Irish from Notre Dame.
Who, the outsiders.
They swept earlier this year, they beat them 3-1.
Yes.
In their two series that they played against them, swept them once and then split in the other one. How do you see this one playing out this week?
I like U of M. I like U of M dominating because I'll tell you what, Michigan is looking really good in hockey. Michigan State's win over Ohio State, Western Michigan off of their national championship, University of Michigan fired up. This is a great time to be a hockey fan in Michigan, and I just see them running over Notre Dame 5-1 in a hard victory. What about you?
I see Michigan winning this one as well. I got the Wolverines 4-1. I think, you know, eventually kind of in hockey you start to not necessarily look to score. You're still playing the game. You're still trying, but
yep,
your opportunities, you're not really going at them as much. They get up 3-1. You know, they're kind of going to tailor off. They'll get one more out of empty net, and that'll be that.
Beautiful. And now our rocker big picks of the week. We got the Big Ten championships. We got Big Ten basketball going down. There's a lot of great teams in the Big Ten. Actually, I would say probably the top six teams. Looking at Michigan, Illinois, Michigan State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Purdue. These are all heavy hitters. These are all teams that could make it. And always got to expect for upsets in this tournament. So, DJ, give me your thoughts on who you think is going to take it all the way.
This one is such a loaded one for me. Because if Jeremy Fears Jr. gets, you know, his head out of his butt and decides to play basketball instead of all the other antics, Michigan State could be one of the best teams in the country. They could easily win this tournament. But then you have to look at Nebraska. Their emotionally charged win over Iowa not too long ago and how they're getting their best play back now that they are healthy. They're easily the second best team in the Big Ten like they are. And then you have Illinois, who has all the size. And then the freshman in Keaton Wagler, who's absolutely insane when it comes to putting the ball in the bucket. Obviously, Michigan's the top seed for a reason. But like you said, any of those top six could sneak it. Without LJ Kaysen, it makes me not want to pick Michigan. But I'm going to do it anyway. I think Michigan is simply just that much better than everyone else. They were 19-1 in the Big Ten for a reason. I think they go on and they win the Big Ten title in their way into March Madness to try and, you know, boost their spirits without a guy like LJ Kaysen.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one too. I feel like Michigan, it's hard to say who they're going to face, but just for the extra points, just for the extra, read all about it. I'm going to say that they're going to beat Nebraska at the buzzer.
Ooh.
Nebraska buzzer beater. That's
well, for my extra point, I'll throw a third one against State.
Okay.
I could see Michigan having to play State again and another domination 10 plus point victory. I don't see anything coming down to the buzzer against a team like State.
There we go. Guys, you've heard it. These are our big picks of the week. We'll reconvene next week. And if you want to win $20 in Michigan scratch offs, hit me up right now, 978-1077. Caller 7, you're going to win those scratch offs. Good luck, DJ, with our rocker big picks of the week, man.
You too.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Man, it may only be Tuesday, but this has been a hard working week so far. and I'm going to be chilling out with some good beer. And we'll want you to join us for First Beer of the Weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. That is happening every Friday, including this Friday at 9:35. Jake from Presidential pops in, learn a little bit about the beer, see what they got cooking up over there. And then we give you a $20 gift certificate for First Beer of the Weekend. Make sure it's a part of your weekend on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frykhouse. Love me a good Coney dog. And recently, Cheapism was putting together their list of the best chili places in America. Two Michigan restaurants landed on that list. And I don't know, man, like I kind of feel like this is just lazy journalism, if you can even call it that. Not to take anything away from these places, but American Coney Island and Lafayette Coney Island in Detroit landed on this list. You can open up the 107.7 RKR app to check this out. I went to both of them in the same day one time because I wanted to figure out which one was best. And I had a Coney dog and fry from both of these places. And I found that one of the places had the better Coney dog and the other place had the better fries. So it's kind of split down the middle. I just feel like they kind of left out like National Coney Island. Like I don't know if that's even a Michigan based company, but there are a lot of great Coney places here in Michigan. Let me know your favorite, 978-1077. Those places are good, but don't those places also have rats, or at least one of them? I thought I heard something about one of them had rats. That's just hearsay, though. That's just a rumor. I feel like that was something that came up recently in the news.